Hello, and welcome to the 47th episode of the Academic Ascetic Podcast. This podcast was recorded on Groundhog Day, February 2nd, 2006. And I apologize in advance for the quality of the recording, because it was recorded in my car on the drive home. Today's background audio is called Technodister Soul Eater Trance Thingy. With a name like that, it's gotta be cool. And I downloaded it from podsafeaudio.com. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And without further ado, here is today's podcast. If you are actually listening to this, it's because I decided that the content was more important than the quality of the recording. However that might be. Just have a short story to talk to you about today. A little bit of fodder for people talking about computers in the classrooms and do we have the budget for it and is it really worth it. Today I taught a class that was a special needs class. It was actually kind of small. It's only 14 kids. These were all 5th grade students, but depending on the thing you were asking them to do, they might be anywhere from kindergarten to 5th grade level. Because again, these were special needs kids, and they were grouped pretty well. And today, I went in, I wanted to do a lesson. A little bumpy here, hold on. I wanted to do a lesson on mood and how you could convey emotion through use of color. And I showed them some examples. And as I asked questions, they pretty much got it. I showed examples from Picasso's Blue Period, particularly The Tragedy, which is a great example for showing how color can help show emotion. Also, I showed a picture of Van Gogh, and it was a self-portrait that he did just after he had his psychotic episode where he cut off part of his ear. I'm sure that you've heard that story before. And the self-portrait he did then had a lot of greens in it, including even the whites of his eyes were painted green, to help show how he didn't feel well. He felt unhealthy mentally. And he pulled it off kind of well, I think. But that's not the main part of the story. It only relates to it. You see, I was showing these pictures on the computer. I normally try to show them on my iPod and hook my iPod up to their TV so I can use the iPod like a little corded remote, which usually works kind of well. But this classroom had a really old TV and I couldn't hook my iPod up. Well, not completely. For some reason, I was able to get audio going through. One channel of audio, not stereo audio. But the video, the actual picture portion, the portion that I needed more than any other piece, would not go through. And oddly enough, the audio that went through went in through the audio out jack instead of the audio in jack for the TV. I have no idea how that happened. But I digress. Well, I had that set up and nothing happened, so I went over to the computer, went to a website called archive.com. It's like archive, but it's archive. And they have a decent selection of pictures on there for artists to use. Not so much for copying, but for reference use. A lot of times when you click on a link to a picture, you'll get a link to a site that is selling a poster of that picture, depending on the copyright regulations for it, but you can still see a reproduction of the image. So on the fly, you can pull something up. And I quick pulled up a picture of The Tragedy, and I quick pulled up a picture of Van Gogh's self-portrait with bandaged ear, And I started talking about them. The kids got the lesson. They understood it. But that's not the part I'm podcasting about right now. You see, one student asked, is the ear still damaged? Is it still like that? And I said, well, this was in the 1800s, so by now he's passed away. And I continued talking, and then the student asked, how did he die? Now therein lies the problem. The big problem. You see, for anyone who knows the story, Van Gogh painted a self-portrait of himself wearing a suit, not the same self-portrait I was showing, by the way, and then went out into a field and blew his brains out with a gun. And while I think I could talk to fifth graders about suicide, I think that I would have had to spend more time on that than I had available. And I had to choose, do I want to make this a teaching moment for something that just came up, or do I want to cover the curriculum that I'm required to cover? And it's a difficult choice to make, but I picked, just sort of flubbing over, I admit I lied, I said I don't really know how he died, and I tried to move on. But when I was done with my little lecture bit in the beginning, and I was about to have them go back to their desks, because we were all huddled around this computer, and start working on their own pictures that use color to show emotion, one of the students asked, may I stay on this computer, because I'd like to look up how he died. That is what I find interesting. They understood that if the teacher doesn't know everything, which in a lot of cases they don't, there are other sources they can use. May I look up this information on the internet? I mean, these same students offered to show me how to log out of the computer when it was my time to log out. They were willing to teach me. Keep in mind what I said at the beginning of this. These students are special needs. These are the kids that a lot of times when you're planning a high-tech lesson or whatnot, these are the kids that get left behind. And these are the kids that are doing things with technology that I would have to say the sixth graders in the regular ed courses aren't doing. Why? Because the sixth graders don't have a row of computers in the back of their classroom to do this every day. The special needs group has it, and they're using it daily. If that's not cool, I don't know what is. Oh, and yeah, I did talk to the teacher afterwards and introduce her to the Discovery Educator Network and recommend that she sign up for it, just so you know. Well, that's about all I have to say for this particular podcast. If you want to comment on anything I've said, all you've got to do is go to my website, www.academicaesthetic.com. And you can leave a comment in the show notes. Just click on the comments and post away. You could also send me an email. Some people have been sending me email. I haven't gotten back to all of you. I apologize for that. Your emails are still waiting in my Gmail account. But I have read them. And my email address is theartguy@gmail.com. Now, this is Groundhog Day. So, at least it is while I'm recording this. Probably not when you're reading this. Listening to this. You know what I mean. So, the first podcast for every month, I'm just going to do a little spiel for. If you really want to, if you like my podcast a whole lot, I would appreciate it if you went to Podcast Alley and gave me a vote. There's even a link to Podcast Alley on my website, academicaesthetic.com, where you click on that and it takes you to a screen where it asks you to vote for me. You enter in an email address, it sends you a quick email that you click on the link to verify, but they don't spam you. I've gotten no spam from Podcast Alley, so you don't have to worry about that. And I'm only going to go through that once a month, because you can really only vote once a month anyway, so why should I keep bothering you with that over and over again? So, with that being said, I'm going to shut up about that. All said and done, I'm going to wrap this up again. So until next time, stay subscribed, and fare thee well. Now, how do I shut this thing off again? We'll be right back.